Focus on flowers.
Impatience, a native of tropical Asia, is now well established as a staple in our annual gardens. It is one of the few plants that bloom well in shade gardens. Don't ever try to winter it over indoors, however, as it won't cooperate and is susceptible to pests. It was grown in English gardens over 400 years ago, and the botanist Gerard wrote, "The tiny seeds must be sown in the beginning of April in a bed of hot horse dung, then replanted into the most fertile place of the garden when they have gotten 3 leaves apiece. I prefer to buy mine as plants from a nursery. Some are even double, and there are a number of colors. They have had many names, balsam, touch me not, and jumping Betty, as well as impatience and busy Lizzie. And there is even a 6-foot hardy annual introduced to England from India in 1839, which became naturalized in Britain on the edges of canals and streams. J.D. Hooker, an English botanist, described it as desperately wicked and a terror to botanists. Fortunately, it does not seem to have made it to North America, so we were spared that. Most gardeners I know find it convenient to buy some impatience for their pots or shade gardens each spring and delight in growing these non-demanding annuals. This is Moya Andrews, and today we focused on touch-me-nots.